Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 698. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 28 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. If it sounds like I'm slurring a little bit this week, I am. I'm not drunk. I've just got Bell's palsy, and half my face is paralyzed right now. But we're going to make do here and give you a good podcast. We started things off this week with a track from the Ramones, 53rd and 3rd. That was off the band's debut self-titled album in 1976. I went to listen to that song the other day and could not find it. I did not have a copy. So I've had one for years. Things just disappear sometimes, so I went out and got a new one. It's not one of the original presses, but that song is wonderful, and it's very good to hear it again. Anyway, I've got lots of music for you this week. I'm going to stick with some punk rock, kind of in the garagey vein here. This is Sleazoids with the song Soho Sleaze.
New Jersey, my world has never been the same.
Rock Podcast. A nice trio there, ending with Stranger by Soul Asylum. That's on the Say What You Will clearance. Carl sold the truck, or at least that's what it was titled for the 1988 CD re-release, originally released in 1984 on Twin Tone Records with a few less tracks. I had never really paid much attention to that band, but I'd heard the first two albums really good, so I went back and picked those up when I found those, and this one is pretty good. It's a lot more punk rock, it's a lot noisier. That track there is a bit of an aberration, but it kind of feels like a, I don't know, a Johnny Thunders track to me, so I stuck with that one there. Before that, we heard from New Race with the song Columbia. That was on the first and the last album that came out in 1982. That was a band that featured most of the members of Radio Birdman, plus our drummer from MC5 and the guitar player from The Stooges, and kind of was built to merge that Detroit and Australia scene there that Dennis from Radio Birdman actually came out of. I think he was from Ann Arbor. So that band got together, played songs from each of their bands, did a tour of Australia in 1982, and then broke up, one time only thing. But we've got that record there as a testament to that great little proto-punk thing that they were doing there, and that's nice. And then we start things off with the Sleazoids and the song Soho Sleaze. That's on the band's album The Cult of the Sleazoids, which I think is their second album. It came out in February of this year on Spin Out Nuggets, that band based out of Sheffield in England. They very much like the Cramps. I very much like the Cramps too, so we're all in agreement there. Anyway, more music for you here. Here's Los Nubes with the song Enredados.
Thank you.
Is Remorsefully Numb from Kansas City, Missouri, with the song Cool Eyes. That's the title track of the new EP they just released May 24th. Self-released, digital only. You can find that one on Bandcamp just like I did. In the past, I've been lukewarm on that band, but this one sounds really good. Great production, great songs, just wonderful post-hardcore there. I love those tones. And then before that, we heard from Las Nubes with the song Enredados. This is the Misty's mix. That is on the album Tormentas Malsanas, which will be out this Friday, June 14th, on Sweet Records, or Spinda Records, depending on formats and things like that. That band has a lot to offer there. That one's one of the popular tracks. Some sound almost like Breeders, but some of them are really dense, those are fun too. You can pick that one up, as I said, June 14th. They are on tour, but nowhere near Kansas City. Anyway, I guess I'll let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully, make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, start another set here with a little bouncy one. This is Throw That Beat in the Garbage Can with the song A Chocolate for Breakfast.
Sweet, that's my favorite Pokemon TV. Just can't beat Ernie and Bert. They're the cutest guys.
and a couple of songs there to brighten up the podcast, starting with the very twee Throw That Beat in the Garbage Can from Nuremberg, Germany. The song I played was A Chocolate for Breakfast, and that's on the band's 1991 album Not Particularly Silly, came out on Electrola Records. I don't know a whole lot about that band. Someone played a track by them that I really liked, and it was on that album as well, so I picked that one up, and I'm happy I did. Now I gotta figure out what else I need. They were around for quite a while, so maybe there's other good stuff I can mine out of that. After that, we heard from Swiftums with the song Unconditional. That's on the new album Simply the Best that'll be out June 14th on Empty Cellar. That's the project of Christopher McVie out of San Francisco. Excellent Bay Area pop there. Nice stuff. Anyway, we're out of time, so let me go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 698, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media site like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Too Much Rock or Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. We got Chuck Prophet playing Knuckleheads on the 12th. Total Sham is at Studio Skate. And Forced Humility is at Howdy. And Baroness is at the Bottleneck. On the 15th, Deco Auto is playing Mini Bar. On the 17th, Hot Water Music and Quicksand are at Liberty Hall. Sons of Great Dane reuniting at Record Bar that night. And Don't Get Lemon at Farewell. On the 19th, MC Chris comes to Record Bar. Drifter plays Howdy. On the 21st, Belmont plays Rhino. Hexy Charmed has a show at the Velo Garage. And Summer Camp 4 happens at Farewell and Howdy. Lots of punk rock bands reuniting for that one. And on the 23rd, Flaming Lips is at the Uptown. Pixies are at Starlight. On the 24th, Mike Campbell of the Heartbreakers is playing at Kauffman Center on the 24th as well. Look at the website. Only one new thing out there. Photos, videos, and my thoughts of the Get Smart, Embarrassment, and Mortal Micronauts show. So, of course, I did save time for one more. I'm going to play one from The Second Summer from Chicago, Illinois. The song is Bad Feeling, and it's on the band's new album, Undertow, which came out January 12th of this year on Cool Cat Music. It's a little power pop. It's a little indie. It's a little divorced dad rock. I don't know. You be the judge. I enjoy this one, though, and I hope you will, too. So we'll end things with The Second Summer and the song Bad Feeling. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Take care of yourself.